Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the fifth shir, B'siyata D'Shmaya, Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Chapter 4, Halacha 1. The Magid Mishnah, we saw in the previous shir, says, in explaining the Rambam, that the Rambam paskins like the Lishna Basra. In Gittin, Daftes, that says that shtar oler bar kol shel goyim, it's not kind of a shtar matana. The shtar in the goyish courts isn't kind of a shtar matana. The Lishna Kama says it is kind of the Rambam passing the Lishna Basra. I, what about dina the machus of dina? So the Mishnah Magid Mishnah says no, dina the machus only applies if it's the toelas hamelech. Here it's not the toelas hamelech. Here it's ben lechaver. Therefore, there's no dina the machus of dina. And the Rambam passing like the Lishna Basra that it's not kind. And then we saw no. That it's mefurish in the Gemara that we follow dina the machus adina, even if it's not the toelas hamelech, and the Rambam paskins that way. So we were really wondering about that Magid Mishnah. So it appears follows, says Moreinu Rabbeinu. Already we've seen it flows, and hopefully we'll continue to do so. Rosh says that these two lashonas aren't really arguing. But the two lashonas in the Gemara, Zidkon and Zinatkon, are not arguing. Everybody agrees dina the machus adina. Just the only way a shtar matan is going to work is if the melech was manhig, the melech made a rule that they'll only make a shtar bifnei arkos. Until the eidim bring the shtar bifnei arkos, they won't sign. And then when they give them permission to sign, then they'll sign. So that's the lashon that holds that it's good, and the lashon that holds it's not good is talking about a case where they don't have special permission from the king. But this is difficult to understand, this rush. In other words, it's really not a machlekes, but it's difficult to understand because even if this specific king wasn't manikach, he says, Elinkein hiniga melech shel yasu shtar lifnei arkos. Who cares if the melech was manik or not? Haresh chok malchus. We have a general rule of the kingdom that every shtar matan is kasher. Why do we say dafka dina de machus adina to be machshir shtar that the melech was manhig? The melech said that it should only be done in court. The melech said it should only be done in court, then it's good. And if he wasn't, then it's no good. What are you talking about? Every shtar should be good, because dina l'machus adina shtars work. So what do you mean specifically a case where the melech was manhig that this type of shtar should only go in the courts? We have a chok malchus that every shtar matan is kasher. So why do you need this special law of the king that the shtar is only done in front of the courts in order for it to be kosher? Even if he doesn't say that, the kingdom agrees that the shtar is kosher. Dina de machlus adina that shtar is kosher. So if the king doesn't make a special rule that it's ole bar kos, it should still be kosher because it's dina de machlus adina. In the case where they weren't manning that way, that it's only kosher in the courts, it should still be okay. Because dina the machus adina, al shtar. So if the shtar is the shtar should be a shtar kosher regardless if in hiniga melech shlo yasu shtar lifnei arkos. Every shtar is kosher. Chazanish is omid on this. Evan Ezer pei zayin sif kolchav zayin. The other rishonim say that you need special permission from the king. And if not, there's no dina de machlus adina. But why do you need special permission from the king? Sof is chok ha-malchus to be machshir shtar matana. So ma'ishna mishtar mechukei malchus shal darcha yekinyana misim bava basra. That we say dina de machlus adina. And dalet on the base, and hey, we say dina de machlus adina. Here also it should be dina de machlus adina. What do you need this special rule for? As Anish talks about this. The Magen Mishnah there writes in the name of the Ramban. Let's read out the Ramban. Bein barkos, ubein b'shtarei mecher v'alva, ubein b'notiron shel malchus, v'chol ha'shtarois ein hachsheron el alios ha'shtar, ki'ilu nichtav v'nechtam be'edim Yisrael. Whether it's in the courts, or whether it's a shtar mecher and halva, or it's with the notary of the kingship, all shtaris, the hechsher is only to be that the shtar was like it was written and signed with Jewish witnesses. Ain danim behem leinyan oisei davar achasamehem v'im davar apoislan koi nasan mois b'loi agav v'shtaris b'loi nisira psulim legamrei she'ain danim dinan shamalachim el ha'achshu shtaris shalahem v'lasei sofer shalahem kimei ha'idah avlinyan darchei ha'aknois loi adifim yishtaris shalahem she'af ha'akum mekomis harbe b'dinim chalukim So the Ramban says that when we say Dina the Mechusadin, we say as far as the kashrus of the shtar, but not as far as the Darchei Haknos. If they didn't make a proper kinyan, their Dina the Mechusadin is not Koveya. Only when it comes to Hechsher Shtar. So the Ramban started, and he started talking about Dina the Mechusadin against Dina Yisrael. He said, Bein Barkos, Bein Bishtari Mecher, Valvo, Bein Minotar Shel Machus, Bechol Ashtaris, Ein Hechsher Melias Ashtar, Kilo Nichtav 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 Nichtav. It's like all these Shtaris were like they were signed and written and signed by Jewish witnesses. So even though Alpi Dina Yisrael, it's not kosher, but the Alps Dina the Mechusadin, that is. So the Rambam opened up talking about Dina de Mechusadin and Neged Dina Yisrael, and the Shach already talks about this in Chosh and Mishpat, Simna and Gimel, Sif Katan on the Tess. And then the Ramban concludes, and he talks about Machlokes Chachmei and Viak Padis HaMalchus. The Ramban concludes at the end after he says that Shein Dina Shamalachim El Hachshir Shtarishel, and the whole Dina Malachim is to be Machshir Der Shtaris, and Velasse is Sofer Shelahem Kimea Edom. And to make their sefer, their scribe, who writes the shtar, like 100 witnesses, avelin yin dinei adarkei aknos, but as far as derech kinyan, lo adifim ishtar shelanu, shafa'akam komis harbi, v'dinim chalukim tanam asam. When it comes to darkei aknos, then they have a lot of different dinim chalukim. Kfi machlokes chachmeim, u'min hagei amakomos. They have arguments among their own wise men. They have their own menhagim. When it comes to darkei aknos, aveinam malachim makpidim ela behechsher shtaris buvad, and the malachim are only makpid about hechsher shtaris, but not about darkei kinyanim. So he started talking about din the machusadin and neged din Yisrael, and he concluded with this machlekes chachmeim, the malchus is in makpid. So what does the Ramban mean? Sof, Hechsher Sofreim is also Neged Dinei Yisrael. U'mayishna psul zeh, mipsul mois b'loi agav, u'psul shtar b'loi mesira. What's the difference? When we talk about machshir, if your machshir is shtar, that there's sofer rights, that's considered. Kosher shtar, even though it's against Dina Yisrael. So how's that different than the psul of Mos below Agav? If you give, he says, Im davar poslan k'gon nos below Agav, if you just give money and you don't make a kinyan Agav, so then it's no good. Or a shtar below Mesira, if you just have a shtar without Mesira, it's no good. So why, when it comes to kinyanim, does the Ramban say that it's no good if you make kinyanim al pi Dina the Malchusa. Kinyan Amar no good, but a shtar is good. If it works negadine Yisrael b'shtaris, it should also work negadine Yisrael b'kinyanim. The Tamon Cheshin Mishpat talks about Yerusha Sabal. The husband yarshining the wife against Din Torah. He brings there that she was harashed, but brings the base that the Beis Yosef brings, that there's no Dina the Machusa Dina. Because if it's against, if you do Dina the Machusa Dina against the Torah, so Bat will call Dina Yisrael. Then all the Dina Yisrael are Batl. There's no more Dina Yisrael. And yet, the self-same Ramah paskins that you have to be machzir medina de machusadina agzeil and aveda l'achar yesh even though medina Torah it's yours. So we have one Ramah paskins that we don't follow dina de machusadina against dina Yisrael, and our Ramah paskins do we follow dina de machusadina against dina Torah. So you have to understand the Ramban. Again, we also have to understand the Ramban. But he says first there is Dina the Machusa Dina against Israel when it comes to Shtar, but not when it comes to Kinyan. Why shouldn't it work for Kinyan? He says that's Kefi Machlokas HaChachmeim and Minhagi HaMakomos. They say there, but still, if they have Machlokos, so wherever you are, just follow where you are. Why by Kinyanim? No, by Shtaris, yes. We do say Machusadina, Machusadina. So, therefore, would appear be a Soda Din, and it's something similar to this is written by a Rav Yehuda Leib Bloch, tells of a Shashiva. I really wanted to go more into the Shiuri Halach of Rav Bloch, just to keep his Torah and his memory alive. Incredible. Tells the Rosh Hashiva. So, and Simon Yud says something similar to this. As follows, the Magid Mishnah that we quoted earlier writes that the Das HaRambam is that there's only Dina de Machusa Dina if it's Davar Shi L'Toelas HaMelech HaMichupav. Umau Chok Sheyesh Bo Mishum Dina de Machusa Dina. What law is there? It says it's only if it's the Toelas HaMelech or Michukov. What chok is there that there is Dina de Machusa Dina, even though it's not the Toelas HaMelech? Because he says Das HaRambam is that there's only Dina de Machusa Dina if it's L'Toelas HaMelech, or Mechukav. So what's an example of a Chok that there is Dina de Machusa Dina, even though it's not L'Toelas HaMelech? So it would appear that there's a difference between Din Malchus, Shenikba Mishum, Sheladas HaMalchus Kach Mischaiv Misval, and Mimahalach Dachay Kinyan, that there's a difference between the Din Malchus that was established because the Malchus thinks that so is Mischayev Misvar. That's the way it has to be. Logically, that's the way the Kinyan has to work. There, we go after what we see in the Torah as far as how Dine Mamanah should work. And then there's Pulas Malchus Begedet Takana Betzarech HaOlam. There, the Koach HaMalchus gives him this Koach. And it's mamish like the Koach Derabban to be called Dinim B'mamanus Mitzat Tzarech for Takana. Not because that's Roy Mitzat Emes. In other words, there's what's Roy Mitzat Emes that they think is logical. There you follow the Torah. And then there's what they'd say because that's Takana HaOlam. There you follow, just like when you follow the rabbis, also you follow the din of the Machusa. And that's what the Magid Mishnah writes in Yinchok. As opposed to Mishpat, it's not a Svar. It's a Dakanabasi. In other words, Magid Mishnah says, when you follow Dina Machusa Dina, if it's a Toelas HaMelech, Omi Chukov. What's a Chok? A Chok is not something that they say, oh, this makes sense, this is logical, but that this is Tikkun Olam, this is what the world needs. But not that Kach Mischayev Misvar. Ela Takana Vasiya, Afa Pishayin, Inyan Atzma Machayev Zeh. Rak Mikoach Hatzorich Vatikun. Shebezeh Yesh Koyach Malchus Lashvuyeh Zeh. So that's where there's a Koach HaMalchus. There's a Koach HaMalchus to make this Tikkun Olam. Or Yerusha Lefi Chukei HaMalchus Hainu Mishum Sheledaitam Kach Mischayev Miguf Inyan HaYerusha Ve'al Zeh Kosev HaRashba She'osanu Mechayev Rak Yerusha Lefi Mashiach HaKov HaTorah. They think, the Goyim think, that this is the right way. I'll be Svara that there should be Yerusha. So not the Rashba says, no. If there's a conflict between what the Goyim think of his Svar is Dina Yerusha, and what the Torah thinks is Dina Yerusha, then obviously you follow the Torah. Mashenkein Linyan Lachar Yeyush. The Dina of the Machus Adina is not because Yeyush isn't kind of, he said it. Dina of the Machus Adina, you have to return Exel and Aveda after Yeyush. So it's not because they hold Yeyush isn't kind. But rather, the Dina the Machus Adina is that even though there's a reason for the Kinyan, Yeyush, nevertheless, in order that the Nigzal shouldn't lose, in order that the Baal Aveda shouldn't lose, they said that the coin is not Zerchah. And on that, there's Koach HaMalchus, it's a special Takana that they made. So there's Chok and there's Mishpat. When it comes to Chok, we follow them. Something that makes no sense logically. They just do it for Tikkun Olam. There we follow the Machus Adin. But if it's Mishpat, something that has a logical basis to it, there we have to follow the Torah. And that's what the Ramban writes, Shekol Shadin the Machus Adin. You shall die then in Chesor Melos Pelei Agav. Or with the love of the Torah Shaloi Bala Olam. With the Ekni Vichadoyme. That he done Shuk Hisar and the Shach with Zedin the Machus Adin. Rag lahach she seifreim v'chachmeim, shu ha-mahalach ha-medini, lifol ha-knois, v'im loike nech yiknu zeh la-zeh, v'zeh mahani gam l'didah mishum dina d'machus ha-dina. So when it comes to what they think is a kinyan, so l'didah, if it's not a kinyan, it's not shayach dina d'machus ha-dina. They hold there's no chisaron of maus without a kinyan agav. We hold that there is. The Ramban says, no good. Darvish lo balolam, they hold it's good, no good. But what about being machshir their soifrim? When their soifer writes a shtar, it's going to be a good shtar. So that's the way the government is poel haknos. Otherwise, that's just the most practical way. So since it's done, because that's the practical way, not because it makes more sense. But if they're machshir, they're sofer, if their sofer shtar is a good shtar, so it's going to just be much easier to make a kinyanim that way. So that works. Dina de machus adina. And that's what the Ramban says over there. Shaf Akum Makomas Harbi Bedinim Chalukim Tanamos and Kufi Machlekes Chachmei Minagim Makomas. They also have arguments. In other words, at Slam it's together Mishpat Fesvar. That's where they have arguments, and therefore they have a Machlokes Bedinim Chalukim Kufi Makomas. B'Chagavna we don't follow their Chachamim, we follow our Torah. Just something that's not an Inyan to Machlokes because it's not Mitzad Esvar, Mitzad Mahalach Advar Marogil, Sheikinyan Bein Lezeh Lezeh. There we say dinim machusadina. Just if that's the tikkun olam, that's the most practical way of doing things. There you say dinim machusadina. When it comes to mishpat v'svara, there you don't say. The Ramban adds, "Ve'ena malachim makpidim ela v'hachshu shtaris bilvad." Anyway, their kings are only makpid on hachshu shtaris. So that's their tikkun olam, and that's why the Rosh writes, the Rosh that we started with, he writes that we require a kos. What did the Rosh say? Rosh says that really it's not a machlekes in the Gemara, whether shtari kinyan olam bar kos are affected. It depends. If the melech was mani that they only make a shtar b'fnei our kos, so then it's valid. And if not, why doesn't every shtar work? Even if they didn't make such a takana that it only goes through their kos, it should still work. Every shtar matana that's all of our kos. Even if they don't make a takana that it only goes through their kos. Is it dina the machus a dina al kol shtar or yakum? So what's the pshat? Based on what we said, kol kviya mitzad mishpat v'shayach l'gabi Yisrael. V'rak kviya mitzad rotzayin ha-melech v'gedel chok yesh b'zeh mishum dina the machus a dina. Anything that they're koveh mitzad ha-mishpat isn't shayach l'gabi Yisrael. If that's their logical law, system of law. Only if that's the ratzon of the king, that's a chok, that's just what he wants, that's tikkun olam, there's going to be dina the machus adina. So if the king wants that the shtar is only going to be going in the courts, there's no kviya to be machshir shtar shalakul. This is the ratzon of a melech to be poyel a kinyan only in our kos, mitzat shem our kos. And there's no hechshir shtar that's possible for us. Rather, there's a koyach for their kos to be polish shtar. And this koyach to be polish shtar de malchus the king has, because dinah the machus adin, and because of that, the shtar is kosher for us as well. Because he's saying, and that's the way he wants it to work. Whereas other shtaris are kosher, because ladas hamalchus it's a shtar kosher. Because logically it makes sense that this is the way the kinyan works. There we go, baser ardin tov. If he makes a special takana that he only wants it to go through the arkos, that's because it's tikkun olam. That's the way he wants it to be, even though that's not mishpat. It doesn't make sense that that's the only way it works. That's the way he wants it. He wants it done only through the arkos. Oh, that's the way he wants it done. That's a chok, then that's beseder gamur. That's good even for us. But if we're talking about generally being machshir shtaris, so there the rush holds. Oh, you generally want to be machshir shtaris because you think that's the right way to make a kinyan. No, there we follow our din Torah. And those shtaris aren't going to work. Because they think that akvoyim are good enough to create a shtar, and we don't. So in the melech, such a shtar is not going to work. So now we also understand the Rambam, because the Rambam that we quoted in the previous year in Zechiyo Matan, in the first parak in the 15th halacha, when he says that you follow the Mishpat HaMelech, there it's talking about where it's takana for the Melech. Aval indin also a Melech, Mishpat u'shla yizke b'karka, ala mishakoysev v'shtar u'noisim damim. He decides for his reasons that other types of kinyanim don't work. Just koisei b'shtar v'noisein damim, oisei k'fi mishpat ha-melech, shekol dinei ha-melech v'momen al-pi ha-damim. That's what he's doing for his tikkun, not for his... because he thinks that it makes sense. That's what he's doing with l'tzorech ha-malchus. And we said tzorech ha-mahalech ha-dvam shel chayei tzibur. And he thinks that for the chayei tzibur, it needs to be that kinyan karka should only be al-yidei shtar v'chadoyim. So in such an instance, you follow the malchus. Yeah, there is Dina Mechusadina, that's also the Dina Baba Bas with 55 that we saw. Ari Susa de Brasai, that Yukana without a Shemaker, your Machzik 40 years, Yukana without a Shtar. There also, we pass in like the Melech. There also, we pass in Dina the Mechusadina, because that's like a Tikkun Olam, that's Tzarech HaMalchus. That's the way the king wants it to be, but not because that makes sense logically. Mashen Kane. The Rambam paskins that Shtaris Olam Bar Kol Shel Goyim are not koinin, because they hold that that's a proper king, logically. And we hold that you follow our logic, that they hold that Shtaris of Goyim are good Shtaris. That's what makes sense to them, understandably so. And we hold, no, our Mishpat is different. So again, when it comes to Choyk, anything that's L'Toelis HaMelech or Michukov, in other words, it's what he's doing for his own purposes, or because that's the way things are going to run the best. So even though it's not doesn't necessarily make sense, but there's some sort of tikkun olam involved. There we follow the king. There we follow Dina Mechusadina. Mashen Kim, when it comes to Mishpat, it makes sense al pi emes, al pi logic. So then it's Mishpat HaTorah versus Mishpat HaDevarim. We follow Mishpat HaTorah. That's the Halakha Dvarim. And Amir Tashem, if God gives me life and health, I'd like very much to continue. And we still have a lot more Niflos Mitaras Hashem. I invite you can look inside. You want to see this Torah inside. It's in Be'er Miriam, Perek Dalet, Halakha Aleph. And also in the Shira Halakha of Rav Bloch, Simin Yud. Amir Tashem, B'zecha, to continue. And I thank you so much. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.